The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Okay, and hello everyone, and we are back with another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz, and today I chose a different interesting topic that we're going to talk about, my wife and I, Linda. We chose a topic to be, the title of it is, Our Health and Wellness Can Cause Difficulty in Relationships Too. So basically what we're doing now is we are deviating from what we have done so far. To our listeners who have been keeping up with us, so far, if you notice, we've been concentrating on the spiritual part of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. Then we started touching a little bit about the mental part of it, and in terms of that, it has to do with your attitude toward relationships. And now we want to concentrate on the physical part of the formula, as we call it. So basically, my wife and I, Linda, this is what we've come up with so far. So we mentioned that we discussed the many reasons why there is so much divorce in the world, because of lack of communication, commitment, proper dating skills, and so on and so forth. And the thing is, what we are concerned about is when people have difficulties in relationship, whether it be with a potential spouse, partner, boss, or even a friendship that turns sour, many of us feel pain physically as well as emotionally, and usually it's not a good way. And before I continue with that, so I want to bring Linda on with me, and then we will take this further. So, Linda, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so welcome back with me again. And this is something which you feel very adamant about. You feel this is a major factor in helping people having positive, good relationship, because obviously, as the saying goes, a healthy mind and a healthy body.
Correct.
If your body is not well, you can expect your mind, spiritually, mentally, that won't be able to function properly either.
Correct. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, it's time to go back to basics, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Well, we've touched on spirituality and the mental, emotional part. And now it's time to talk about what happens to us physically when we're under stress, and depending upon the relationship and the situation, we feel stress in so many different ways physically. I know, for instance, when I was always rushed to get to work, let's say, or getting to a meeting or an appointment, or had problems with some kind of friendship that possibly failed or whatever I felt stress about, then basically I would feel some kind of stomach pains, and it caused me symptoms of IBS. And people could look up IBS on Google. Of course, it stands for irritable bowel syndrome. And I had such awful pains in my stomach. And I had to find out many ways that I could relieve those anxieties and feelings of what I felt in my stomach. And, of course, I started, I don't know if you remember, when you used to come and visit me in my office, as much as I loved my work, it was very intense, very high-strung. And I used to have part of my desk, one of my drawers, actually, was allocated for a whole drawer of Pepto-Bismol because I didn't know how to relieve my stomach at that time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead. So that's the whole point.
Yeah. It's been pretty rough.
Now, you remember when you used to go to work and beginning, you couldn't really figure out what was the problem.
Yeah, it was just an unbelievable feeling of anxiety in my stomach. I used to feel stress in my shoulders, and I felt as if the world was on top of me. And I didn't know how to relieve those feelings, just emotionally and spiritually, thinking about and praying to God.
Exactly. And but that was many years ago, okay? So what we want to emphasize is that you thought that one has nothing to do with the other.
Correct. I didn't know how to put the two together. In other words, if I was having some kind of bad day with my boss, let's say if he said something to me that I didn't like, a remark, a comment, whatever, that would affect me, and I would just let it go and get upset, but I would let it go and then probably feel it towards the end of the day.
Right.
And it's just not good to hold in those feelings. But, of course, at that point, I really didn't know about the analysis as I do now. And I found that there's many ways that you can take care of yourself before it gets to that point.
Okay, go on.
So, first, I need to talk about my feelings regarding that situation. Then I can find a natural remedy to cure the physical pain in my stomach. And like I said, I have met people that had feelings the way I was feeling stress. There are people that have gone through divorce, as well as people that have gone through even worse situations. And some of those people say it can be so horrible physically, emotionally, etc. It affects even the children of an older age. And but the point is, you must take care of your health and wellness. Otherwise, you're not able to take care of the other parts of yourself.
Wow. So you've been through a lot. So all these years, and what would you say that you have learned after all these years that you can share with our listeners? How can they can benefit from everything you've been through physically?
Well, after becoming religious, which helped me spiritually, and learning to talk to my very good friend, which is yourself, and as well as other friends, I have learned to take care of that part. And the physical part, I can say, I had to learn about a balanced diet and taking care of myself and exercise. So I became a vegetarian because of that emotional stress, becoming so physically, so physical. And I learned that there's many different ways of eating properly. So for myself, I found a vegetarian diet is very good. And eating a lot of greens, a lot of fruits and vegetables, alkaline water, and different things, as well as doing healthy exercise.
Right. Now, by the way, we can talk about the alkaline water because that's really very interesting. We didn't know how serious this this idea of the alkaline water. So maybe we should, I think we should discuss a little bit. Because we found out that basically most people's bodies are acidic.
Correct.
Okay. When you're acidic, that's when a lot of diseases occur.
Yes.
Because your body is not balanced.
Correct. Even they say they find cancer cells are much more prone with an acidic body.
Compared to being alkaline.
Correct. Now, we need a certain amount of acidity in the body, but mostly you need it to be much less. And it needs your body needs to be alkaline and feel cleansed and feel good all the time and balanced.
Right. So what we did is we went ahead and we purchased this very interesting machine. It's called, it's from a company called Enagic, E-N like Nancy, A-G-I-C. It's a Japanese company, and basically they've done a lot of research about this alkaline water, and the Japanese word for going back to basic is called Kangen, correct? Kangen water, which means going back to basics, going back to the roots. As far as they're concerned, going back to their basics, is drinking very healthy water. That's what we're talking about. And the alkaline water then becomes, we talk about, so we all can relate to this, 7 is considered neutral. Anything below 7 is acidic. Anything above 7, and the scale from it goes up to 14, becomes alkaline. So now, do you feel that we've been drinking alkaline water, what, for a few months now? How do you feel?
It's actually been since that week of Thanksgiving that we purchased the machine and have been drinking it ever since.
Okay.
And I've been getting used to the different levels, and now I'm up to, I think, 9.5. I feel really good. I feel really balanced in that way. I still add my lemons for fresh lemon acidic feeling, which is very good for the IBS symptoms, and I feel cleansed. I feel much more balanced than before.
Exactly, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is quite amazing.
It's like you feel refreshed, and you say you have more energy.
Correct.
And so that's something we definitely recommend for our listeners to look into.
Correct. Bring that into your stress and your issues, and you'll feel a lot better drinking that water.
Yeah, and we'll be happy to. You're welcome to email us, call us. We'd be happy to give you more information about how we find it extremely beneficial. And we only been drinking the water for a few months.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
Yes. So, okay. So we're about to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we will continue with the next part. We're going to emphasize, talk about exercising, how important that is. And that's something I can definitely share with our listeners, because for many years I thought it's not really that important. But I gave a lot of credit to Linda, because she's been exercising since your teenager, I believe.
Yeah, 18, actually. Yeah. Well, I've been exercising since 16, but I joined my first health club at 18. Yeah.
Okay, then we'll talk about when we'll be right back.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoe Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoe Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we are back, everyone, with my wife, Linda. And so we were saying the main thing is that when we start caring about how we feel physically and want to overcome painful as well as emotional situations, there are many ways to help ourselves feel good. So before we continue, Linda, I just want to say that, as you were saying, it's very important to feel good physically. So then it gives you the energy to help you with all the emotional situation that we go through in life, because that's obviously inevitable.
Correct.
That we have emotional situations.
Yes.
We all have surprises in life. Things happen in our life every day. But if we are strong physically,
right,
that helps to combat and overcome the emotional issues.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
So remember you told me, now you've been exercising for many years. Since
I was 16, and then I joined my first health club when I was 18.
Okay.
And that lasted until my early 20s. And then because I became very much involved in computers and a sedentary lifestyle, my weight fluctuated. Mm-hmm. So it would go up and I would go up and I would lose the weight a little bit again and then it would go up again. And I said, I can't continue. I need to be more stable and feel good because my clothing would get too tight or whatever it would be. And there would be points where I would say, enough. And I would go ahead and join a club again. And if I found the club, which I did, especially by the time I met you, I was already in that club about 3 months and it was costing me $75 a month. Mm-hmm. At that point, it was a little too expensive for me. It was a New York sports club. And I really liked it. But whatever gym I join, I'm always happy. And so that's why I'm happy again now, because we joined another gym now that we came out here. And with all the stress of the move and all that, so we can sympathize with ourselves as well as other people going through their situations.
Yeah, in fact, I want to add to that, as I mentioned before, we went to commercial break. I, for many years, like many people, I felt, you know, exercise, I don't have time for it. I don't have time for it. I'm busy, like everybody else. But it turns out as you get older, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, etc., you begin to see that if you don't take care of your body, it's like taking care of a car. If you don't maintain your car, don't expect your car to last too long. You got to change the oil, replace the worn-out parts. Don't keep thinking that it's you're gonna get away with it, because eventually your body's going to say, okay, that's it. it's time for a breakdown. Maintenance is very important in everything, including our bodies.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So we need to have a balanced diet and physical fitness. And like I said before, for me, a vegetarian diet is very, very good. Mm-hmm. Because I've been doing a lot of research, and I remember after having our daughter, I would go up and down in my weight. I lost weight for a while, and I don't even remember how I did it. I guess I almost didn't eat anything or whatever. And then I dropped like 14 pounds, and then somehow it came back on again. And I was going back and forth for years, and I had leveled it at a certain point, and I said, I had enough. I said, not only do I need to feel better and lose weight, but I really need to feel good because I was getting all stressed out. And so all of a sudden, I found while I was doing research on Facebook and socializing with people, I got this flash on my Facebook page, something about rawfoodrehab.com. And I checked out that website, and I began listening and watching the videos of people that had all kinds of illnesses, emotionally, physical stress, sleep disorders, emotional disorders, people that had chronic fatigue and cancer and different type of illnesses. And they ended up helping themselves by changing their diet from all the junky type foods that they would eat to a raw food diet, which at first I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to eat like a rabbit now. Is that what I'm going to do? But after researching and watching all those videos and everything, well, by learning how to juice, use a juicer and make fresh apple juice or fresh peach juice, orange juice, vegetables, greens mixed with the fruits. And, you know, as I've been making them for the family since April 2010 when I joined that site, we've been feeling really good.
Yes, and by the way, I want to say to our listeners, I remember for a long time you asked me to get you. It's a great machine manufactured by, what's it called? It's called Vitamix. I think they have to look at the name of the company again. But it's called Vitamix.
Vitamix, yeah. Yes.
Okay, and here is the thing. So I thought... ladies and gentlemen, that, well, you know, what's the big deal? We can have a regular, a small blender, the one that costs $20 or $30. And I said to Linda, that's good enough. Turn it on. And she put all the vegetables in. And the next thing you know,
it blew out.
It just blew. Bye-bye. Just smoking come out of it. And I said, uh-oh, what happened here? And then we found out, well, guess what? The machine is not powerful enough to handle all the
vegetables and fruits.
So then we were commanded to get the Vitamix. And the Vitamix has a... amazing, the power to put in it, the engine.
5,200 watts.
Yeah, and I believe it says 11.5 horsepower. In other words, it's the same power as a vacuum cleaner, literally. The same power of a motor of a vacuum cleaner. So you can imagine how powerful it is. And we highly recommend it because it does the job.
Yeah, you can make a lot of natural foods with it. I've made my own almond milk and almond butter. I have made all kinds of green smoothies. A typical one that we like to have is, let's say, raw spinach with pineapple and banana. And it's delicious. And you can make all different kinds. There's many different books out there in the raw food world, such as Victoria Butenko's book, Green Smoothies, I believe it's called.
Yeah, I believe you actually talked to her.
I spoke to her,
She's an amazing woman. She actually helped her family Right.
They had become healthy because they were all very sick.
They were suffering from?
Her youngest son was suffering from juvenile diabetes.
Wow.
And he does not have it anymore at all. It totally got rid of it.
All because they started eating
All because they started to have greens, a lot of greens, and juice.
Right.
And do nothing but eat properly. And, of course, the son, he ended up learning how to work out and burn up a sweat. And that helps to burn the calories as well.
So that would be a good example of going back to basics in terms of Victoria. Because she realized that eating all the chemical foods, all the processed food that we have, certainly is not going to do it.
No, the processed foods has a lot of artificial preservatives and really may taste good, but it's really very bad for you. And all these packaged foods, as much of a crazy society that we have, everything's so rushed, and you got to be here, you got to be there, you got to do this chore, you got to do that chore, you have this responsibility, that responsibility. That is the reason why we have all these packaged foods.
Right. So what we're saying is take your time. It's okay. Take care of your body.
Correct.
If you don't take care of your body, then you have nothing to work with. You have to take care of your body. That's priority number one. And by the way, I also want to tell our listeners that in addition to that, you got yourself the Jacqueline. The Jacqueline juicer?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's you use for to do?
To make actual fresh juices with fruits. You can also make a vegetable juice. What's the name of that famous vegetable juice? V8?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can make your own healthy, natural V8 juice.
Okay.
And so I use the juicer. I use the Vitamix. And I drink a lot of water with lemon every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep at it. And yes, I do eat some proteins. I'm not exactly a fish lover, so I only like tilapia. That's tilapia and flounder I like. But turkey, chicken, I will not eat any red meat. And I would recommend this to everybody in the audience, that if you follow a diet with vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, and some kind of protein that you like, fish, turkey, chicken, and really try to get rid of that red meat. It's not healthy for you at all.
Yes. And also, how about finding a good nutritionist? I like to share with our listeners that when we moved here, I took you to one of the local health food stores, and we met this amazing nutritionist fellow who he is very knowledgeable about how to cure different kind of chronic conditions. And he definitely helped you a lot with the IBS.
Oh, yes, for
so
sure.
So we are definitely grateful to him.
Yeah, we all need supplements like probiotics and vitamins and things like that. So that definitely helps keep the body going. We need that. We need a little bit of the bad bacteria, but the good bacteria is much more important. It helps the intestines flow smoothly. And
it's called flora, is it?
Flora,
okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And of course, you also emphasize drink a lot of water.
A lot of water. I know it depends on the weight of the person. You're supposed to divide your weight by two. And by dividing your weight is how many gallons, how many ounces of water you should drink.
Mm.
So once you do that, you know how much water you need to drink that day and even the morning. And it depends on where you live.
Mm.
So out here in the hot weather, in the hot, dry desert weather, I'll probably need about 2 gallons of water a day at least.
Wow, that's going to be interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how you drink it. 2 gallons of water. Here we go. You know? But at least you are mindful of it and you're conscious of it. And
very important.
We don't realize how we starve we literally starve our bodies from water. We don't realize how
it's important.
Water is. So
actually, one of the main symptoms is dehydration, which is why we need so much water.
Right. So on that note, we'll go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Museums are great places to work and wonderful places to visit. But are they essential? How can we improve our museum practice so that museums remain vital and essential players in society? Listen for Museum Life with host Carol Bossert, where each week we'll discuss timely and topical issues of concern to the museum community. Museum Life can be heard live every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit thecenterforselfimprovementinc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my wife here, Linda. And we will continue where we left off now with the exercise part, which you want to talk about, Linda.
Yeah. First, so we ended off before the commercial with being hydrated and making sure we drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And when we start going into fitness and exercise, we have to make sure we take our water with us, because when you work out and you work out well, you're going to need to drink more and more water.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, fitness and exercise is really extremely important. I suggest going to a gym, joining a gym.
Mm-hmm.
You can take classes there that you like. Find exercise that you like, so you don't have to feel like, oh, no, I don't want to get up today and go to the gym, or I'm not used to this, or I don't like this. Pick some kind of exercise that you really like to do.
Why don't we talk about your favorite, Zumba? Zumba makes me crazy.
Yeah, I love that Latin American music.
Tell us about Zumba.
Ah, it's so much fun. My daughter and I go to Zumba every Sunday at the Crunch Gym, and we have such a good time. We enjoy it so much.
Yes.
And I can definitely recommend that class. It's so much fun.
Well, maybe you can share with our audience. What do you do there?
In Zumba?
Yep.
You're basically dancing salsa, merengue, cumbia. You're moving very quickly. When I first started, as much as I love to dance and I love the music, I had to make sure I learned the steps that the instructor does up in the front of the class. So in the beginning, I'm a little shy, so I stand in the back. It's a big class.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm doing it already about 3 months, I'm very much into it, and I like it. As a matter of fact, I would even consider maybe becoming an instructor for Zumba one day, if it's possible. But I love it. I love it.
So let's talk about the benefits. Beginning.
So the benefits, number one, when I first started, I used to go to the gym and I used to feel kind of cold because of the air conditioning. I wasn't used to really warming up and sweating in the old days.
Right.
So now that I've been going to the gym a few months and getting into it, I have definitely worked my way up to not only working on the machines and stretching exercises and things like that, but I love to dance. Mm-hmm. And my favorite class over there is the Zumba class. Mm-hmm. And I burn up a lot of calories because I'm constantly coming out of there sweating the way I'm supposed to. And mm-hmm. I love it.
And remember, beginning, it was very difficult. You say, oh, for goodness sake, how am I going to keep up with this? But like everything else,
you build up
you start slow, and then begin, your body gets used to adjusting. Then you say, wow, this is good. I feel good.
That's
I really
correct.
Feel good. Yeah. Right?
You buy the right exercise clothing that you feel comfortable in, and you just go and feel like you're working out for yourself and you're having a great time, and you lose yourself in it. And you just dance if that's what you like to do.
And
there are other classes, you know. There are like calisthenics classes, all kinds of stretching classes and weight classes. Depends on what you like to do.
And by the way, don't you find that now how it affects you, as we call spiritually and mentally, how does it affect you?
Oh, I feel so much better after all this time. I feel like I'm getting much back into shape than I've been in many, many years. That's for sure.
Right. And emotionally, you feel...
Emotionally, I feel more complete, and that I can relax a little bit and I can express myself better. So I alleviate that feeling of anxiety and tension. You know that when you exercise, your heart rate keeps up and it makes you feel great. You're supposed to make that heart rate go up as much as you can, especially when you get older.
Yes.
Once you do that, you know you're burning calories and you know that you're really exercising properly.
Right. So we definitely say it's a great thing. Everybody should get into it. It's something that we don't know enough to look statistically, but quite a few people feel it's not important. And especially when you see in the gym, right, it's mostly, I want to emphasize that, what do you see? People in the 20s, 30s?
Yeah, mostly young people. You do see some people that are even senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You do see a few of those because mm-hmm. people do like to try and get themselves back into shape, back mm-hmm. into condition.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that only remember to go to the gym because they feel sick and the doctor tells them, you know, you better do some exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just going once a week, or just taking a walk around your block or in your neighborhood, that doesn't do anything for you. You really have to go and do at least 3 to 5 times a week in a gym, or at least do as much as you can in a gym a couple of times, and then make sure you go swimming or whatever other activity you like to do physically.
Right. That's right. Now, remember when we spoke to you spoke to your personal trainer.
Right.
Right. And you were surprised to find out that you would think that people, let's say, like lawyers and doctors who basically work many hours, they wouldn't have the time.
Correct.
And yet he says that they do come.
Yeah, they're the ones that come the most because they have tons of stress. I mean, doctors work anywhere from 36 hours a day, and lawyers work easily over 100 hours a week, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to come in and work out a sweat for a couple of hours, take that shower and go straight to work,
mm-hmm.
they're ready to take on their responsibilities and all their professionalism comes out and all that because they feel good and ready to handle the stress.
Exactly it. It's a whole way of looking at things, isn't it? I mean, it's like I feel we ourselves have come through, well, especially I have come through a transformation because, again, I didn't realize how important exercise is.
Extremely important. If you don't do exercise and you don't eat properly, your body sort of like willows away, you know, just withers away is the word I'm looking for.
Right.
And you don't feel good, you're aching, you constantly have something going on in your body that if you neglect it, then bad things come, you know. And the reason why I became so health conscious, especially in the last, I guess I could say ever since 2007, because my mom passed away from diabetes. Mm. And when she passed away from that, and I said my mother got it around 52, 53, I started to get really nervous. I got really scared. And I said, you know, it's time for me to do something to take care of my own health because I don't want to go like that. My mother died just 2 weeks before her 71st birthday. She was young in today's day.
Yes,
she was young.
Yes.
And she was. She went from glucose pills to the insulin shots, and it was really bad. She didn't really take care of her diet. She didn't balance herself, and it's just very sad.
Yeah, that's important, Linda, because you saw something. It was sad. You actually saw your mother. You saw your mother deteriorating in front of you, and. Again, why? Because her attitude was, who cares about my health?
Right.
It's more important to eat the junk food and the food which I love to eat. Instead of saying, you know, this is a red light. My body's giving me a warning that I need to do something. I need to change in my life.
Correct. Exactly. And
it's really very sad when you think about it because she didn't have to end up the way she did.
Definitely not. And I don't think anybody should end up like that with any illness they come across. I have a friend who his father, even though he lived till, I think, 81 or 82, just passed away a couple of years ago from emphysema. And he would smoke like a chimney for years and years and years. And he really, you know, I don't know. He was a very, very nice man. He was my instructor for computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, and when I see these type of things, because people don't want to quit their bad habits and learn how to really take care of themselves, you know, whether it be a balanced diet situation, you know, or overeating or undereating or whatever it is, it's really sad. They really need to go to professionals and talk about it.
Yes, by the way, this reminds me, didn't we found out that just because there is... people think that heredity has a lot to do with it. In your case, we found that diabetes doesn't necessarily have to go from generation to generation.
Definitely
correct?
Not.
It's
definitely not. The only reason why, for instance, the reason why I tell you that is because I've done research,
mm-hmm.
and especially since I told you Victoria Butenko's son, Sergi, if you look him up, he's even on YouTube. You can take a look, and he'll tell you why and how. I don't know how old he is now, but he has overcome diabetes, and he had it as a 12-year-old. And I don't know if he had shots or what he had to take, the glucose pills or whatever it was, but his mom helped him to get cured, and the whole family is healthy now.
Right.
And by eating a healthier diet, by exercising and really taking care of your body and your mind and your spirit, you're going to be good to go.
Right. And remember we had our neighbor once. She was in the 80s, and she was a borderline diabetic.
Correct.
And she said, "No way. I'm not going that route."
Absolutely. She avoided it by eating I think she said boiled fish. She would have salads, lots of salads, some fruit. And she would be very low key on the fruit part because the fruits have a lot of sugar.
Right.
So even with the fruit, even if you're not eating chocolate and you're eating fruit, if you eat too much of the wrong fruits, you could also get a lot of your sugar levels go very high.
Right.
But if you care for yourself and take care of yourself and you watch what you eat and you go to a nutritionist, I wouldn't say go to a doctor for that because the doctor will tell you, oh, quick, you know, I don't believe in any of this stuff or I don't know about nutrition or whatever. Not that I want to knock anybody in the health field because, believe me, they help you. But the nutritionists really give you that that understanding of what happens naturally to your body and whereas doctors don't. It's important to have doctors. I mean, God forbid something should happen. You need them.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Well, we found unfortunately, yeah. Most doctors are not really trained in nutrition.
They
tell you about medicine and things of that nature, but not when it comes to nutrition.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we really need to learn how to take care of ourselves in all facets of our life.
Exactly. Okay. So on that note, we will go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Want to help make our world a better place, but not sure where to start? Tune into Better Worldians Radio with the creators of the social game on Facebook called A Better World. Join hosts Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel, who will inspire you to make a big difference in small ways. They'll speak to experts, authors, volunteers, and everyday people who are changing the world daily. Better Worldians Radio is heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my wife, Linda. And so that's the thing, Linda, we were talking about this concept of punishment that we find that, unfortunately, people go through a nasty divorce, things happen to life, and now they're single again. So many people literally punish themselves.
Correct.
And the next thing you know, you meet them a year later, and you actually happened to you. You met somebody.
Well, I met a few people like that.
Right, that they were slim.
Yes.
And look, we understand. Divorce is devastating. Exactly. There's no question about it.
Correct.
But to go ahead and punish yourself to the point where people don't recognize you anymore, and physically you are doing serious damage to your organs, the organs of your body. Why do people have to do that?
Well, what happens to them is that. They're under such stress, I guess, thinking not only emotionally what it's done. They've been with this person in a bond for so long, and it could involve children or not. Maybe they have children, maybe they don't have children. Either way, every single person in the divorce is affected, and everything could have to do with. Maybe financial issues, issues of how a person is being treated in the relationship. It just takes a toll on you. It's just divorce is just an awful thing.
Right.
And some of the divorces are nasty, and some of them can be mutually broken off. There are people that we've spoken to even recently that if they had a chance, they'd go back to their spouse because that was the spouse that they've always loved. But anyway, yes, I've seen some people that I've met a couple of people that have literally gone from a very thin body to becoming so obese, they gained anywhere from 65 to over 150 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is sad.
Lost themselves. And these were men, by the way. These were men.
In this case, men.
Yes, because what happens is that most men keep all their emotions inside. And if they don't go and seek help from a fellow friend, a relative, somebody that can give them love and support, even a therapist, if they can do that, or go to a coach, then what happens is that either they'll overeat, undereat, not eat at all, or they may do other things to themselves, become an alcoholic or whatever it is that's going to sort of like take away the pain for just a temporary time.
Right. So basically, what are they doing? They're punishing their bodies. That's,
absolutely.
I mean, to me, that's the best word to describe it. I mean, people say, what do you mean, Naftali, they're punishing their bodies? Nobody wants to punish their bodies. But basically, why be, what's another way to put it? In other words, why are you being cruel to your own body? Your body has nothing to do with what happened to you. Sure, emotionally, we understand. Emotionally, it's devastating. But again, we emphasize the idea is you want to go forward.
Correct.
Okay.
But I guess, you know, when you're under that type of stress and emotionally and physically and you're shocked, you're basically shocked.
Yes.
And it's like an aftershock. As soon as those papers, the legal papers, are signed on both sides, I imagine that it's got to be totally detrimental to everybody's health. It's got to be just awful.
Right. So the point is this. So we understand all that.
So in terms care of yourself physically.
Right. We're saying to people, okay, so once the initial shock is over, please don't do this to your body. Again, you want to move forward in life. You want your body to be in good shape. You want to be in good, healthy body. You need to continue maintaining, taking care of your body. And then you can work on your emotional issues.
Correct.
And make a plan of action how to go forward.
Exactly. So it's the same thing when you're dating again for the first time in a long time. Maybe you were divorced a little while. Maybe you were divorced a year, 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, and you're going to first start going to date. Make sure that you are a whole person and you're going out with clarity and that you feel good about yourself before you go to other people. And treat your body properly. Take care of yourself. Take care of your well-being. After all, wellness plays a great role in dating and marriage as well as many other areas of your life. And we all must live in peace with our body and mind and soul.
Exactly. You see, because that's the whole point. We all connected. We are connected spiritually, mentally, physically.
Correct.
That's how we are made. And one it's like a domino effect. One affects the other.
Correct.
So therefore, we emphasize that today we've been discussing the physical aspect, where again, you found, Linda, that you've come a long way with that. You have a lot of experience now. With the,
absolutely.
But, I mean, let's put it this: we have come a long way since having to go to work and having, as you told me, literally, you would open the drawer. You open the drawer of your of your desk, and you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I didn't even know that I had IBS at that time. I didn't even know what you call it. I just knew I had terrible stomach pains, and I didn't really know what to do about it. And I once went to the ER. This was like many years ago, you know, probably even 3 years or 4 years or something like that before I even met you and found out about that job and all that. I remember going to the ER and letting them know I have a really bad stomach ache. I don't know what to do. You know, I guess I went to the ER feeling like I was almost keeling over. That's how bad I felt.
Wow.
And you know what they did? They actually said, well, take a little Maalox or Pepto-Bismol and you'll be fine.
Because, again, that's how they're trained.
Exactly.
That's how they're trained. So they told you what to do according to the training.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not surprised to hear that. But we now know that there is a much better, healthier way to resolve physical ailments.
Absolutely. And after going through all that, even for myself, I can totally understand from different people that I've met and totally understand where people come from,
yeah,
that there are ways after the initial shock that once you calm down a little bit and once you seek out support from somebody, like I said, whether it be a good neighbor, a good friend, somebody that really cares for you, somebody loves you, somebody that could give you support. And even if you have to go to a third party, a therapist that will hear you and you're paying for it, make sure you find a therapist that you like, that's good for you. A coach that's good for you, that will help you get results and the results that you want.
Yes,
that'll bring you back to life.
Right, and we emphasize it. It's going to be something that you are
comfortable with.
Comfortable, you can relate to, there's rapport with. And because everybody has to be a good fit. Agreed?
Absolutely.
Has to be a good fit with the... So in closing, how would you like to close our show today?
Well, I hope that everybody takes all the information they've gotten today and they put it in perspective. And they can research further on everything that I've mentioned in terms of a balanced diet. They have to look for what's right for them. I know it works for me, and I know I've experienced this through other people and spoken to other people that are in the raw food world. Now, as a matter of fact, that we're out here in the Southwest, it's great knowing that a lot of people are taking care of themselves. And not just swimming every day and going into the sunshine and drinking a lot of water. There actually are organic supermarkets out here that are really fantastic.
Right.
And organic food is the best way to go. I know for myself, and I hope for you as well.
There you go. So on that note, I want to thank my wife, Linda, for sharing all this valuable information that she's learned throughout the years. And that's it for now. Okay. So thank everyone for listening to our show. And we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.